As part of our Outdoor Living Hour, once a month, we invite certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service to join us. Here's Romy and John answering a few homeowner questions and some key tips on keeping your trees happy and healthy in Arizona. It's Rosie on the House.
Al and Scott Still is first on the line. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. This is Al.
Yes, sir.
I have a peach tree that's about 5 or 6 years old. Did not get pruned this last winter, and all the branches are dragging on the ground. We had a huge yield of peaches we gave away, and my wife made peach jam. My question is, can I prune that now, or do I have to wait till winter?
Yeah, you can do a little bit of pruning now. I wouldn't do too much because of the risk of sunburn to the interior. But yeah, if you've got branches that are dragging on the ground, all the fruit is off now, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's either been used or it's on the ground.
Yeah. Did you have any broken branches due to the fruit?
I have one that's broken, yes.
Yeah, I routinely have broken peach branches on my peach tree as well. If you don't trim them back every winter, they tend to be so long and leggy because they produce fruit on the current year's growth. So wherever you have blooms in the spring, that's where your fruit's going to set, and it's all out on that new growth. So if you have 2 years of growth on the tree, then you'll have branches that are twice as long as they should be with the same amount of fruit. So it sets up conditions for a lot of branch breakage. Like last year, I had to put a couple of props under the branches to hold them up because they wouldn't have made it through the whole season. Also, we end up anticipating the heavy weight on the ends of the branches. You can thin some of the fruit out. You hate to lose the fruit, but if you do thin it out, as when the fruit is smaller, then you'll have a better chance of the fruit that remains on the branches not busting breaking the branches. As far as pruning right now, probably I would just trim off whatever you need to get it off the ground, alleviate the end weight on the branches so it can make it through the summer. But the best time for pruning is in December, January on all of your stone fruits, all of your deciduous trees. And, cut them back pretty far, remembering that when you do cut them back in the winter that you'll be ready for the they'll put on 1 year's growth, and all those new branches will produce fruit. But a little tighter to the tree, a little closer to the tree.
I never knew that about peaches, only on new growth. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, which is it's you need to know that with your apples and your pears and your plums and your peaches, nectarines. You need to know if it's first year or second year growth. I was cutting all my pear tree back, not realizing that it was a lot of the older growth, the second year growth was the fruit producing wood, and I was cutting it off every year. So I only had
I only ever had
1 year wood on my trees, and so for 6 years I never got any fruit. Well, I let the tree just finally grow 1 year, and boom, I had 50 nice big pears. So yeah, you need to do a little bit of research, find out about your specific stone fruit and what a year wood it produces the fruit.
Now, that would intimidate me a little bit, walking up to the stone fruit tree in December and January thinking I've got to trim this to promote the first year growth. You really do need to know that walking up to the tree with your saw, your snips, or whatever it is, your chainsaw, whatever it is you're going to do.
Right, and you know the tree's going to put on about 5 or 6 feet of new growth each year, and it's going to be fruit-bearing wood. So with that in mind, you cut back as far as you want so that the 5 or 6 feet is going to be within reach. That's why the trees that my dog bit off, my new trees, the ones he bit off at 18 inches off the ground when he was teething, he cut about 5 of our trees down to just stubs. And I was so upset, but those have become our best fruit-bearing trees because all the wood, the new sprouts that emerged from 18 inches off the ground created a big candelabra of branches, and now that's harvestable height. Now the branches only get it to be about 8 feet high, and we can just reach up and pull the fruit off of them. Whereas the other trees, which we let sprout, the main branch structure is above 6 feet. Now we have to be on a ladder to get to the fruit, like on our peach tree.
And the ladders are dangerous because you got an A-frame, and as the tree starts to curve towards the top, you're constantly leaning over and reaching, and very very easy to have a ladder accident.
And
there.
A little more difficult to prune, too, yeah. Everything's a little bit higher, a little bit taller.
So what type of dog do I need to get to trim my trees?
Yeah, ours is a nice lab mix. We love that guy. He just I was so upset, but that, like I said, those have become our best trees. Well, it's just like Greg Peterson said with the Urban Farm. He said, when you bring this tree home, cut it off at about 2 feet off the ground. And there's no way. I bought all those 19 fruit trees from him about 8 or 9 years ago, and I couldn't bring myself to cut him down. I thought, no, I went gaga. You know what it is when a customer goes gaga? Going against good advice. And I went gaga, and I would not.
I'm writing that down
and
right now.
I would not do what Greg told me to do. And my dog inadvertently did what Greg said to do. And that's a cut. When you bring those bare root fruit trees home and you put them on the ground, he said cut them off at about 2 feet off the ground. Because it creates the sprouts that emerge from that cut become this beautiful fruit tree at a pickable height.
That's the hardest thing I have to do is thinning. My wife and I, every night, we need to trim our tomatoes. Which one? Well, that's got red on it. And we end up not trimming it. That's the hardest thing to do for us is thinning.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.